You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. I'm Nikki Glaser. Andrew Collins is here too. We're in St. Louis in the studio. I just realized that these lights, uh-huh. I turned them both to me on Sunday night. So
should I turn it right now?
No, I think it's good. I just, you know, I need a little
power
bit more.
Trip?
No.
You need more.
You can definitely turn it, but I just realized that we can fix it later. If you think Andrew looks a little bit shadowy in this footage on YouTube, which you can see in a couple days, let us know. In the comments below.
What's that thing that if he doesn't
comments?
See his shadow?
Groundhog.
Yeah. I feel like I have a lot of that energy.
You do have groundhog energy? What the hell?
So if you see my shadow, that means winter's
Wait, why do
happening?
You have groundhog energy?
I don't know. I mean,
what does it even mean to me? I guess because you're like... you're like hibernating, and then you come out and you're kind of like tired. Like someone has to like pick you out of bed. Like there's always that fat man with the mustache, like the twisty mustache, who like holds him, and you're just like, oh, like kind of just waking up, and you're like, oh. And then you either like see your shadow, and you're like, eh, it's Tenda.
All right, back to bed.
Go play golf, or yeah, back to bed.
Yeah, golf or bed. It's I feel like anything with a hog. I kind of have hog energy, and then if you add ground, which seems lazy.
You can't get on it, though.
I'll get down. I could get down. I just can't get back up, and I can't get down either. I can't really. Yeah, I just got to stay there for all winter, apparently.
How's the relationship with the cat going?
I would say it's better. I would say he would disagree. I have a cat named Mango. We rescued him. Thank you so much. Stop. Seriously, stop.
Wait, what?
Stop the applause.
Oh, right. The people at home. Yeah. Please just listen to the podcast. You guys stop hooting and hollering and banging pots and pans. He is not a nurse during COVID.
I just adopted him. I'm just a human, just like you guys.
And he only did it because he first looked at getting a breeder dog.
Yes.
But it was too expensive.
Thank you. Now everyone's sitting down. The cat's good, man. The cat is, you know, he...
Like, where is he when you come back to your apartment and Brenna's not there? Like, what's he doing?
He's smoking rats, fucking reading Rolling Stone. You know, no, he's either looking out the window. I don't know what he's looking for. He's always ready to pounce, but there's nothing to pounce. Aww.
I think that's anxiety.
I'm sure. Yeah.
When you're ready to pounce and there's nothing to pounce.
Yeah.
That's like what really the definition of anxiety is. Does Buzzy like you more than Avi, Noah?
He is so good about like spreading his love equally.
Oh,
he's so loving. He does like Avi's beard. In the morning, he'll just come up and like headbutt him, just like
it gets a scratch post. Yeah,
to his beard. So I tell Avi that it probably reminds him of like his mom's tongue.
Oh, so yeah, because they're mom. Cat's tongues. If you do a really close up of it, it's the most disgusting thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, it just looks like a hipster from Brooklyn.
Have you ever seen a cat's tongue up close?
Yeah.
It's so gross.
It has like little, like, little.
It makes me sick.
Yeah. Anything up close is disgusting.
Yeah, it does. I love a cat's tongue, but like any, yeah, you're right. Anything up close. There was this like
I love video a cat's tongue.
Of a guy putting like an apple he just gets at the store, like under a microscope. Oh. And the things that were crawling in this apple. I love apples, but I don't even want to use my phone anymore.
You know, anything up close, anything in the body, anything in the skin makes me pretty nauseous. But I saw something recently and it looked like your blood, your platelets or whatever are having a real big party in there. I saw, I'm not kidding. It was like.
They look like they're raving.
Yes. It's a giant fucking Coachella inside your body.
A Travis Scott concert.
Have you ever worn
a cat's tongue, but
have you ever worn your sunglasses and the light reflected in a way that it like magnified the skin around?
Yes.
And you could see inside your pores.
I don't see the pores, but you can see really magnified skin.
What? You're seeing the reflection inside your own glasses?
Yeah, you like see the reflection of like this edge of your skin, like right by your eye, like this part in the glass. And it's like a very close up. Like you've never seen your skin that close.
I mean, were you a microscope head back in the day? Like in science class with the little glasses?
Oh, my God.
The little glass that you'd put on there?
All I want to see is like pieces of like skin I rip off my fingers under that thing. Like I think once I used to do some really weird. Like I used to rip out my hangnails and like put them underneath there because I just wanted to like
see it. Oh, like behind the teacher's back?
Torture it.
Like when everyone else
was
doing
like. No, but I mean when I was done with my project or whatever and just like hanging out and waiting for the slow kids to catch up. I was slow in science. I was bad at it.
I was so bad at science.
One time I put... hot glue inside my wound, like my pull out a hangnail. I put like hot glue in it just to like torture it. I was just such a weirdo, but it felt so good and bad at the same time. I love torturing things.
We've talked about science projects before on here. Chemistry and what's the other one? Physics.
Yeah.
That's not my brain.
Chemistry was not for me. Physics I liked.
Really?
It's
very math heavy.
For some reason, I just thought it was like very interesting about like things in perpetual motion, that they will always be in motion unless there's friction. Like they were just like kind of.
Wait, what did you say?
They will always be in motion unless there's friction.
You talking about the motion in the ocean? It's out. Hey, yo.
I fucked my physics teacher.
Yeah.
That's how he demonstrated it.
On top of the microscope
thing? I don't know if we had microscopes in physics. But I just like, you know, like doing this with strings and seeing like the waves and like just wavelengths. I don't know. For some reason was just the laws of the universe are interesting to me as opposed to like H2 plus O2 carry the like chemical reactions are not as interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how I got through chemistry. I you remember this that... You know what was big for a while in our childhood? The ball thing on the strings where the one ball would hit and then the very last ball.
Oh, that are on like rich men's desks in the 90s?
Yeah, why was that? Got huge.
Those are so cool. I still am fascinated by those.
Actually, it's pretty cool because if you did three, then three would go on the other side. I don't know how.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Don't shoot the messenger. You have a very,
very angry
cool Dazed and Confused thing going on right now. Like a modern day Dazed and Confused.
Really? Because I have like baggy, like JNCO tight up pants on?
I think if you Google a photo of Dazed and Confused, I think Nikki's nailing it right now.
Mm. Glazed and
Do
Amused.
Do you love that movie?
I don't like that movie.
Glazed and Abused. That's great.
I said amused, but abused is better.
Oh, sorry.
No, I like it better. This is a Wilco shirt I got. Wilco people sent my parents a huge box.
Am I wrong?
Hold on. I'm gonna share this.
Wait, you've never seen Dazed and Confused?
I don't think so. It was just...
Just after? Oh, man.
Yeah, I was just a little too young for it. You know, Empire Records, I saw...
So what was your high school movie that you would watch with your friends and go, I'm that girl?
Now and Then. But that was
what
kids.
What is that?
And, you know, Can't Hardly Wait. And, okay. Wait, you thought you were those kids?
Well, that blonde chick.
Yeah, that is a Dazed and Confused look, for sure. Yeah, who's in that?
Matthew McConaughey.
Uh-huh.
Wait,
is that the one that's like, they keep getting older and we get younger? Yeah. Or whatever it is.
Nailed it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
No, that's Ridgemont High.
No, that's it. No, that's it. The line from Matthew McConaughey is...
they keep getting younger we stay the same age.
No, the cool thing is we keep getting older
and they stay the same age.
Which is the most pedophile line ever. No, she's not. The girl from Chasing Amy's in it with the high voice, the blonde.
The one that talks like this.
Yeah.
Okay, where'd she go?
She aged out of her voice.
Yeah, she did not stay the same age, so she didn't stick around.
Her voice stayed the same. She got older, but her voice stayed the same age.
I have such a good time on stage when I do an impression of Elizabeth Holmes from The Dropout, or like, you know, from when I do this.
Oh, the
and
low
I got,
voice.
Like, there was a part of me the other night that wanted to do my whole set like this.
You think people would lose it?
No, people would, I think, be very fascinated because that is how she got... Like, that was one of her tactics to get men to like her.
I feel like any instructional part of your set, you could go into that voice.
I could go into this.
Because it feels very TED Talk. Like, I would learn from that voice.
Yeah, because my point is that men tune out.
When a woman, do you think she would have ever had any success if she talked like this? Can you imagine her being like, I have this idea for this blood machine that is in every Walgreens where you don't have to like prick your finger. And I'm really like, I think it's going to be so good. Can you give me $1 billion
as opposed to, I have this idea for a blood. Like, it just
It's funny.
Have
you
worked.
Have to dress for that voice too. Like, she couldn't wear like a low blouse and then be like, hey, you want, maybe she could. Maybe a low blouse always
My
works.
My theory
but-
is that she was like, I can't. She's a smart woman and was like, I can't lead with sexuality. Like, that's not going to be my strong suit to get men to listen to me. What else do I do?
I think it depends on what
I mimic them.
It depends what you're selling, right? Like, if you're
selling shots at like a, like if you're trying to be sexual, this is your voice.
Yes.
Like, and you have your tits out.
But why doesn't sexual work with blood platelets?
It could, but she wasn't a sexy person.
Ah.
You know,
lean into your strength.
Turtlenecks. Like, she just went into the other. She got more masculine.
I do like the idea of, like, taking someone like a young Cindy Crawford and having her as the spokesperson for, like, gene replicate, whatever the fuck they were doing
in
there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I guess, yeah, I don't know where the cutoff of just being pretty sells. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I do think, though, that she's, I mean, that was an. Like, people
Definitely
know that
purpose.
Was an affected voice. Yeah,
yeah.
She was trying
Is
to do
Is there
that.
Tape when she's not selling that sounds?
Yeah, there's, and it's almost like Ilaria. Like, there's people that are like, I knew her back in the day. She was Hillary.
Yeah.
This Elizabeth Holmes did not talk like that kind of thing. The Met Gala is so stupid. I woke up so fucking angry today. I hate the Met Gala.
I always see one of your story posts. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Noah.
No, I was, because I was looking up news stories for Why Do I Care, and that's all that there are. And I was like, I wonder if Nikki would ever go to the Met
Can
Gala.
Anyone, does anyone know what it is?
I Googled it
okay,
after I saw
it. What is it? What the fuck
Glide,
is it?
Glide.
Gilded.
Or
the Gilded
No, what is it?
Not, gilded not age the, or Glided Age? I think it was
gilded.
Glided.
No.
I know you're going to tell me I'm dumb.
Really?
But I probably am. This could be a hair jealousy moment. But
I jealousy.
Isn't it something
theme?
With like Anna Wintour? It's like a part of like a museum thing. I thought it was like a part of the Guggenheim.
But like, why don't we know? Like, what the fuck is this thing? And who the fuck
and
cares?
And who's interpreting
and
it?
And guess what? You know what? The Oscars are only entertaining because there are comedians there making fun of it. Celebrities on their own are boring. I'm so tired. Everyone on the red carpet looks pissed off. No one smiles. Everyone looks uncomfortable. I just hate it. And yes,
gilded.
I would go.
Gilded.
I would go in a second.
It's gilded. Not
I can't wait to be invited, and all of the things that I ever posted will come back to haunt me. But I'm telling you this right now, I would go.
Yes, you get the call tomorrow.
I would go.
What do you wear? This?
No, I mean, I would have stylist dress me in something that I'm deeply uncomfortable in that is supposed to represent this theme that's so supposed to say something about our world. It's so stupid.
So you want to do like, you know, fucking...
You know, it's dumb for anyone like who's not in fashion. People in fashion have at it. It means something to them. Celebrities, it's just celebrity worship. These people who do nothing. I'm just tired of talentless celebrities.
You know what I'd wear? I'd wear anything I could find at a gas station in the Midwest. That's
I'm
what I would wear.
Too, by the way. That's I what feel I'd talentless.
Wear.
What?
I'd wear a hat that says like vibes.
People have tried to do that before.
I know. That's what's that's annoying always the thing, though,
like, too. Every joke has been done. Yeah. You know,
so you might Trey as well
Parker
just lean
and Matt
in.
Stone dressed as like J-Lo for the Oscars. It's been mocked before. It's just dumb, and it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And you know what? I'm glad celebrities still have something because no one gives a fuck anymore. Yeah. No one's watching the Oscars. No one. The Golden Globes are on Twitter. Let them have it because, Hollywood is dying. No one really worships these people anymore. It's more about, like, YouTube celebrities, TikTok celebrities. Let them have it so they feel special, but it's disgusting.
God.
And there's so much waste. All these dresses, I go, where was that even? What are you going to do with that?
No, for each dress, they give 20 other dresses to Africa. The exact dress.
I don't
dress.
Know why I'm so mad about it, but I'm just tired of, like, obviously Lizzo has talent. Amy Schumer has talent.
The Haddads or Hadids. Not so much, right?
I'm just over it. I'm over worshiping models. I mean, they're beautiful, and there is something of like, it's like a piece of art where you go,
mm-hmm.
or like a landscape. You know, the landscape didn't do anything to earn its beauty. And so that doesn't negate that we still can marvel at it. Yeah. Yes. But worshiping it like it did something, like it like is, oh my God, you're a queen. No. No more queens about like, I'm tired of like, oh my God, I love you. Like you're to die for. Just like these people that you're like, I'm such a fan of like young girls being fans of these women who just, all they do is care about what they look like. And I'm just projecting because I just feel like.
Why you would want
to
be that
those
person?
People too. No. Not at this point in my life. Gotcha. Not at all. But in the past, like,
yeah.
It's like, I'm so furious about the Kim Kardashian thing. I don't even want to talk about it because it's so, she is so, I feel for her because she felt the need to starve herself to fit in that stupid dress. And then she feels the need to, I know.
She couldn't get up the stairs.
It's embarrassing to even watch her in motion.
She only wore that dress. It was an authentic Marilyn Monroe dress from when she sang JFK, Happy Birthday at Madison Square Garden, like the 60s. She wore it just to walk.
The glided age.
Yes,
yeah, that she did
age.
Not glide in that dress.
She gilled.
She only
looked
walked.
Like she had to go take a shit and it was dripping down her legs. You know, when you're like, oh God, please.
I felt bad for Pete having to carry her.
So she just wore it for that moment for the red carpet, and then she changed into a replica, and the museum took it back. It was like for 2 minutes.
Got it. Yeah, that. Remember the year she wore like a burqa, a hot burqa, like had her face covered and everything.
Yeah,
when Kanye was like, "Hey, I'm scared of losing you. Can you take it down a notch?" Yeah, it was. I'm just like, it's gross. I understand celebrities do these things, crash diets to fit in things, to make it work, and they have these weird regimens that they adhere to. Shut up about it. You're not. If I'm triggered by it, someone who like does not have knows that crash diets don't work, that I'm like done ton of work on myself to not let these kind of like outside influences affect how I eat and how I treat my body. What is anyone else who hasn't done that work that is susceptible to it gonna think when Kim Kardashian says, and I'm sure there's someone listening to the podcast that goes, wait, what did she do? What'd she do to lose 16 pounds in 3 weeks?
I'm listening.
Well, I'll tell you what she did. She starved herself. And guess what? She in one of the articles, it says, and then she binged on pizza and fucking whatever with Pete. It's all gonna come back, and it's gonna come back. She's going to gain even more.
It's Mark a big thing words. With guys too, and
it's so
with
gross.
UFC.
Just like, keep it to yourself.
It's the
Kim.
Same conversation because so UFC fighters will walk around at like 185 pounds, and then they'll fight at 155 because it gives them a leg up because they're naturally 100. They're naturally a bigger person.
Yeah.
And so after their fight, it's always like, and then
every
finally,
guy
I
know
pizza.
In wrestling has an eating disorder.
Yeah.
Everyone I know that has a
it's the
history
same
of
conversation.
Wrestling that doesn't even wrestle anymore.
But it's manly.
Is still
when you do it.
Struggling with an eating disorder. And it just sucks. I just know the damage that her being public about that diet is going to do to the women in our culture, mostly women, also men. And it's like, it really is. Good job for eating disorder recovery centers. They are going to make thousands of dollars off of Kim Kardashian because of all the people that are going to be sent to her center because they get eating disorders get kicked off with this. Like, I just eat tomatoes for 3 weeks and and really clean vegetables and no sugar. And I wear a sweatsuit in a sauna. What does that sound like a good life? By the way, I would never want to be around someone who was doing this. I bet she was such a fucking bitch for 3 weeks. When you're hungry and doing this, you're miserable. God, why can't people just live their lives? I'm just so... I thought we were beyond this diet culture thing. Like,
I'm surprised they don't have like a drug or something for after you fall apart with the eating disorder. Like, I'm surprised the Kardashians, hey, do you want to rebound from your eating disorder? Like, they're not, how far away are they from that? That's not even like a crazy thing that they would have.
Oh, so, like kind of like stuff you drink after you, like recovery juice, yeah. Like in the morning after you, like,
yeah, after
get
you starve
up.
Yourself for 3 weeks and like, and you're about to die. They're like, dude, we got the perfect thing for you to gain back those 10 pounds.
Yeah, here's a way to get your electrolytes and your potassium back so you don't fucking collapse in church.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. They're very greedy people, man. They have $1 billion. You don't have to keep doing it.
I bet you anything she has some money in tomatoes because she was like, all I ate was tomatoes. I'm like, I bet they have like a new Kardashian tomato coming out. Let's take a break and come back with the news right after this. Andrew!
Come chase, I'm on. I'm down on the river down there.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
And we are back. Andrew is now in the light.
Wow.
Yes.
Yowza.
I'm on the Kelly Clarkson show today. Tune into that.
Pre-recorded then. Yeah. Obviously. That was dumb to say that. But I'm not saying. You're not calling in.
No. Oh. I was on it with Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
We became friends on that. The pictures came out from it. I put some on my fucking Instagram, and
I told you about
these are bad pictures.
It's a very thin line between Elizabeth Holmes and Dr. Phil.
Yeah. This is Dr. Phil. Wait, hold on. Dr. Phil, I have an idea for a blood machine. Now, how's that working for you? Wait, I can't like get into it. I'm not a good.
You're not a good Dr. Phil
impressionist. Like switching.
Yeah, that's hard.
It's really hard,
especially when the voices are very similar.
Yeah,
like if it was Paris Hill and Elizabeth Holmes, you could do it.
Yeah, like that. That's like, oh my god, like blood is like so gross. Wait,
yeah, Paris Hill's selling me on whatever Elizabeth Holmes was selling.
Wait, like that's wait. It's more like. Like baby, like I just like don't like blood, like pricking my finger, and it's just like not hot, and so I'm like trying to come up with a solution, and like Walgreens is like a really great place. She kind of like goes low sometimes.
I honestly, it's selling me. I think it's
like,
laid
it's
back.
So fun to like go in there and like just go to this like machine that you just like bring your blood in, and it like. Tells you like what's wrong with you, and it's just like gonna be really hot, and it's gonna be pink, and
she never oversells. I'll tell you that.
I just want people to be like slipping
on the blood.
Slipping. Yeah, I want them to be slipping on the blood.
Gildeline.
Blood.
I was thinking, what was I just? Oh, blood. What if a guy with period sex? Can we talk about that for 1 second?
Yes.
Do you think?
I don't think we're gonna ever talk about something for just 1 second. But yes.
Can we talk about this for 3 seconds?
Yeah. Or three segments.
Period lasts
several
how long?
Segments.
How long does a period last?
Don't do this. No. You answer that question for me.
A week. 5 days.
There you go. 3 to 5. 3 to 6.
On the heaviest blood flow days, I'm not trying to gross anyone out, but just do you think do you want to have sex on the heaviest flow?
Sometimes, because you get really horny because your hormones. And sometimes you want to plunge it out.
Oh.
And you're already fucking wet.
It's true too.
Why?
I'm kind of, I had it yesterday and I'm in for it. I get in on it. I'm in on period sex. I'm
just
all
put
for
down
it.
A towel.
But sometimes the flow can be it started to look like a Dexter scene, and then I'm just like, okay, you can't expect me to like
be into this when it looks like so blood. Yeah, it's like
I mean, if I was more into it, it'd be kind of weird. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
don't look down,
or turn the lights off.
It's so funny because that was so, that was said to me, and I immediately looked down, and I was like, "Dexter would be having a field day right now."
Yeah, it's like a, you're on a shaky bridge. Don't look down. Just walk. Keep walk. Keep going.
Yes, that's exactly what it's like.
It is that.
And then it was like, I was
I was having it in the dark.
Yeah.
And then the aftermath, you just go clean up and like you can have your little moment of like, yikes. But after that, you already came, and so you're okay.
I don't want anyone to feel bad about this, but it's just my tolerance. It's like if I was in a doctor's exam room.
Do it in the dark next time.
I know. What was during the day? During.
Blackout curtains.
Yeah.
And don't look down.
But it's so fun to look down. It's like going on a roller coaster and not looking down.
I never look down. I never look down.
Wait, what do you mean? You never look down during sex?
No.
You don't want to see it ever enter?
Like sometimes, but I rather like focus. No, because then I just start looking at my body and I start going like, oh, I look like I get to. Women just think so much during sex. Mm-hmm. At least I do. I'm like, there's too many things to distract me. I really have to be. Amy used to have a joke about like having an orgasm. You have to like close your eyes and have like the kind of focus and like clear mindedness of like a woman on a balance, like a gymnast on a balance beam. Like you have to have such. I have to like get out all everything sensory so that I can focus just on that area to like let it in, because my mind is just so like so racing.
Interesting.
That's why I like fantasy. That's why I like blindfolds, or I like closing my eyes, and I like a role play scenario where I can, where it's required of me to get out of my own head and like be a character. Or but it's there is times during sex where I really try to just focus on my vagina, like my brain is down there,
but not looking at it, being one with it,
because I just feel like sometimes I'm feeling all over my body. And so it gets like, if something's poking me here, it doesn't feel as bad as if I'm just focusing on this, on my knee right now when I tap it. Like it feels so much more mm-hmm. than if I'm just like totally aware of everything.
I do that exact same thing. I do look down. I'll look down, get like, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening, because yeah, I'm get, so like, stoked
dizzy
on it.
Because it's so, you're so high up. Just kidding, like, yeah. Looking down.
But I'm so like stoked on it, and then I go back to central, like to just my brain. Mm-hmm. But I do still need the taste of look. Maybe try looking down. Who knows?
I've looked down before.
Oh,
yeah. I just like don't. I do like it.
You didn't like what you see?
I know the visuals, but like right now with my body, I do not want to look down. I just can't. Like I just, there's always like a spray tan situation that's really like grim. And like I just don't want to look down. And it's usually in the dark. Like I do a lot of dark stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, but yeah.
I like looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm, yeah, I just don't, it would be weird to look down as much. I don't know why.
Maybe you could look up, have a mirror on the roof to look down.
No.
Maybe that would help.
No. I think too much. I'll start judging myself. It's like watching myself on TV. I just don't want to do it. I'm doing the Wendy Williams show today via Zoom with Michael Rappaport. And
fun.
It'll be fun. I love him so much.
When will that name finally change? You know what I mean?
Oh, because he like, is she gone?
I mean, I think she's dead.
No.
No, I think she was at the Met Gala.
Oh, she was?
No, she was dead there, I heard. That's what I heard.
That was the theme.
That was that was the gliding I saw, her body. God. Anyways,
stupid.
She actually had that freaking panic attack on TV that was wild.
She did? She says the weirdest things.
You never seen this?
Ever. No. What?
Dude, it's insane. It was... It looks like she malfunctioned, like a robot malfunctioned.
She does that all the time, though.
I felt so bad for her.
Oh, I don't. She's
except
not
now she's
like,
dead, but ever there than that.
I mean, not that I don't feel... Well, I guess I did. She says the weirdest thing. I feel like sometimes she almost tries
like
to do
those things.
Like she strokes
out, I think.
Really?
A little bit.
Yeah, she fainted.
Oh.
Are you pulling
it up? I didn't mean
to
say that I didn't care.
Oh.
Or I didn't feel bad for her. I feel bad for her. She's definitely mentally different.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She said my one thing, a clip I'll never forget. And she was like, my mom was dead. Like she, when she said that her mom died. And it was just the weird, there was this like moment where she's just talking about something so dumb, and then she was like, and I wore the shirt because my mom this weekend was died.
Oh, man.
It was just so weird.
I feel like, is it live? No, it's not live then. So then why wouldn't they change that?
Because that's what her appeal.
I guess that is an appeal. Yeah, I guess that's kind of my appeal. Now that I think about it, I have the same exact appeal as Wendy Williams. I said Wes died.
But it was so funny.
Like, if you, like, stroked out, and then I just kept hosting the show under your name forever, and I'm just like, no, this is every day.
The Nikki Glaser podcast with Andrew Cohen. Yeah.
I don't even know. Do they even say Rappaport's name?
I think they say he's guest hosting.
Yeah.
Emil is writing on the show right now.
I know.
What did he just say? Anything you want me to tell Rappaport to ask about or bring up? So fun. Wish you were in studio. What do you guys think?
About promoting
the show, obviously. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm promoting,
yeah.
Andrew.
You throwing out the first pitch could be an interesting conversation.
Oh, yeah, they're going to ask me about that. But I'm trying to think of, like, what's funny about that. That I cried afterwards.
Yeah,
that you cried afterwards. Oh, you know something? We never talked about it. Everybody was looking for the video. There was no video of you throwing the first pitch. How did that go?
It was terrible. Yeah, it was, like, really... Yeah, because I was better. I could have done better, and then because I had pitched a lot before and it was like way better, and then I didn't get to warm up at all. Those are excuses, but it was just and then everyone like couldn't even say good job afterwards. It was one of those things that's just like
so awkward.
I said good
job. And I didn't lie. I'm still not lying. You just don't take it in from me.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad, I'm telling you. And I know that
sounds... It wasn't, like, terrible, but it just wasn't good. And it was, like... And then one person wrote me and was like, oh, you could have been on this list. And it was, like, the worst people, the worst pitches. And I blocked him. I just go, bye. No, you don't get to talk to me anymore.
You haven't heard from that guy in, like, a year?
No, he rates me so often. And, like, he's just someone in St. Louis that I was, like, kind enough to be like, oh, I'll let you text me, even though you don't... Really, you shouldn't have my number. And I was just being nice. And then I just go, you lost your privileges. No more text. Blocked. Like, I don't insult me. I just can't stand it. People that write me and just like think that, just no, you don't have a right to be able to reach out to me just so you can be an asshole.
Especially on your personal number. Like, that just like, that feels a little
so
too
mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just, I am done saying yes to physical things. Done. No more. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going on Celebrity Ninja, whatever the fuck. I'm not throwing out first pitches. I mean, did I say this yesterday? People don't do first. I looked for any other celebrity's first pitch. The only ones you know, no one does it. Mm. There's no Jerry Seinfeld first pitch. There's no Dave Chappelle first pitch. There's, you know why? Because it's embarrassing if you don't do a good job. They've definitely been asked. It's not like they haven't. I did it because I am brave and I am willing to look stupid. Comedians don't like looking stupid unless it's on their terms. And that is why it was so deeply uncomfortable for me. But that's why comedians don't do fucking anything vulnerable where they might look stupid and they're not in control. None of them do it. None of them. So I am not going to take any fucking flack for being bad at pitching or being bad at singing or whatever, because no comedians ever do anything outside of their
comfort zone
ever, unless they are in control of being like, I look stupid, then they can do it. But if it's out of your control, they never do it. Because I really thought about that. I'm like, I know Jerry Seinfeld is he's a Mets guy, right?
Yeah. Big Mets guy.
I'm sure he's probably thrown out
a
first
pitch.
Never would he do it. Never.
I know.
Because he would look stupid. And you know what? He's right. Because it felt awful. Because every fucking guy who cares about sports is like, that's their fucking jerk off moment of like, I wish I could do it. And they secretly go, God, if I did it, I would be so much better. And then they look at you with pity and it just sucks. And I'm never doing it again, even though I'm so grateful that I got to do it and got asked, because it was an honor, but it was humiliating. And I cried a lot afterwards, but I couldn't cry until hours and hours after, because I had to do so many other things in the stadium, like more press interviews. So I'm just like holding in these embarrassed tears of like, I hate this. I'm embarrassed. I didn't want to do it in the first place. I said yes because I wanted to be nice. And like all of those. Don't you hate when you need to cry and you can't?
I'm just
for hours and hours.
Like a baseball player that like this guy named Bill Buckner. I don't know if you know that story, but like he was a first baseman for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And he like really fucked up. It was a routine ground ball that he ruined, or he missed it. And for his whole career, he batted like 287.
It's Chris Rock getting slapped on stage.
Yeah, that's
Chris Rock
be
had
his...
no in control yeah. in that moment. It was totally not in his control. Comedians, like people that are good, like it's like you'll be remembered that forever.
I just love though that you're like you're on par with how much they probably cried from just one pitch. That
yeah.
like, kind of
I mean,
wasn't even
I
that
just
bad.
Needed one cry. I don't cry ever.
Yeah, maybe and you just needed a cry. Maybe
for
that's
me,
what...
being really embarrassed and having people be embarrassed on my behalf is. It wasn't that I was embarrassed. I don't care that I threw a bad pitch. Like, why would I throw a good one? Like, that doesn't make it. That would be nonsensical if I did. It was the embarrassment on behalf of, like, my family and, like, friends and everyone just secretly going, like, I bet I could do better than her. Why did she get asked? And feeling like, God, just because she's a comedian, like, man, I got... Man, if I like just secretly thinking they deserve it, and I'm like, I agree. I didn't want to do this. Sometimes you get asked to do things, and if you turn them down, you see ungrateful and uncool, and you just have to do it.
Here's the thing.
Just like when I went out and threw t-shirts with the fucking slingshot with all the hot Cardinals girls, and I couldn't work the slingshot, and then I looked stupid again on top of looking stupid after the first pitch. It was hell, but I did have a really good time. Doing everything else, doing a comedy bit, doing an interview, doing like.
In your defense, you went to 60 feet. Most people throw from fucking like 40 feet.
No one told me that I could throw from 40 feet.
Oh,
I would
really?
Have just tossed it to 2 feet away if I could have.
Oh, because from 40 feet, you had a great pitch. It was the 60 feet. That's why it bounced and killed that Wendy Williams.
Her yeah, mom burps. Was died. Okay, let's get to the news. I'm in a mood today.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
I'm in a mood today. You heard it there first. It's Tuesday, folks. You know what that means? It is Tuesday. We're having all the swells. You know, just if you got to cry, you got to cry. It's all right. You know,
yeah, it felt good. I rarely cry.
You know what? Also, if you throw out a bad pitch.
Man, I need to cry right now so bad.
Really?
Oh, God. I am like.
You're due?
I'm
here, throw something at me. Here, throw it a llama. Here.
That's not gonna make me cry.
Wait.
Being humiliated.
Hey,
I was off to the right a little bit.
It was to the right a little. That's how critical. You're too critical of yourself, Nick.
But you just confirmed it because you secretly thought it too.
No, I didn't. Maybe a little.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a shitty toss. But yeah. Anyways, hope you're having all the swells. What's the news, Noah?
All right. Well, here's someone who is probably crying. A video of a city worker in her underwear getting a massage in a conference room in front of employees prompts an investigation.
Wait, why would she do this?
The video shows the health officer wearing only a bra and panties as a woman uses a massage device to treat the health officer's shoulders, arms, back, legs, and stomach for cellulite reduction. And it was recorded in the City Department of Health and Human Services in the office.
So, like, in front of her employees?
Yeah, she just hired someone, I guess, to do the treatment in a conference room, and someone taped it and, you know, gave it to, like, investigators or whatever.
That woman just thought she was doing, like, a medical procedure, and
yeah.
She probably was, like...
I don't think she thought of it sexually.
No, but she definitely was unclothed and just probably thought, like, she's definitely... felt like she was the boss that day, like the boss was out or something, like to have that kind of
part of me thinks though, like she probably gets paid to stay at the office, like she can't take an hour off, like there's more to it of like why would you stay at the office to do this, you know what I mean?
Why
convenience or just like she probably wanted the money, right, from not leaving the office maybe.
Well, I don't know, she didn't comment like in the article. They did reach out for comment, she didn't say anything. But the investigators are looking into if the employees were forced to sit there or if they raised an issue where they retaliated against. But this made me wonder if in all your experiences working in all these different places, have you seen anything egregious happen in an office that you could talk about?
In an office?
Yeah.
Like
in
at work.
In a professional setting where you go... No, I mean, I will say that in a comedian professional setting, all bets are off. Like, there's tons of nudity. There's, like, I'm doing quick changes and stuff. Like, the other day, Matt walked in, and I was my tour manager Matt walked in when I was changing and the door was, I don't care about people seeing me nude, but that doesn't mean that like I have to be more aware of like other people feeling awkward. But and I didn't mean for him to see me. I really didn't. And but then I was just like, I looked so like unsexual that I was just like, and he was so embarrassed. So that felt bad to me. But
it wasn't cool though when you're like, I'm not going to pay you if you say anything.
Yeah.
That wasn't cool.
And if you don't just like give me a look like you like you're screenshotting this to jerk off to later.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Promise me that you will. You know, I made a joke. This is a hamster between me and Andrew, but I go, I'm not worried about you seeing me naked because I have a spray tan and I know you like it milky.
Oh yeah, someone likes it milky. Yeah,
milky skin.
Milky skin. By the way, if you're using milky to describe a woman that you like, stop.
Like her skin is milky.
Oh.
Oh God, we both just were like,
because it was said in a way that he was. Sometimes people say things like it's just gonna pass. Like that can't pass. You can't just go, she had milky skin.
I get it. Like I felt triggered because as a woman who like covers up her white skin, I was like, God, if I had milky skin, I wouldn't need to do this. But mine's like a translucent.
Yeah, you kind of turn your milky into a Yoo-Hoo kind of thing. You got Yoo-Hoo skin.
Tang.
Tang. Yeah, it is more orange. Sunny D.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom, you got any more Nikki Glaser skin?
Cola. Who's passing up cola for Sunny D?
Cola?
Wasn't that one thing that was in the refrigerator when the kids were looking for Sunny D? They're like, soda. Purple stuff. Oh, Sunny D.
I remember Sunny D as a when you get a Star Crunch and a Sunny D.
Orange juice. I was a big orange juice like fan. We were good and big into the pulp, Tropicana. But Sunny D was just this watered down, ugh, it tasted like chemicals. That aftertaste, I can taste it right now. Yuck.
I never want an orange juice in cold weather.
Did you ever see anything inappropriate when you worked in offices?
Probably just from me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what about the time that you were looking at your own body in my green room and you took off your shirt while we were, you were supposed to be on set in the control room?
That wasn't a good moment for anybody. But that was someone broke in to see me. Like,
no one broke in. We were going to set for the finale episode in my and
I should be upstairs writing too. And
so
helping.
At this time we're going to set, so I'm going to places. We are in my green room is in the house that we are for Perfect Strangers 2 that we're shooting in. And so everyone, to go from my green room to where Andrew needed to be for the shoot, he would have to cross through the shot where I am being, like, where I'm on camera. So you need to cross that way before we start taping. Andrew is plans, because he was, like, working out and feeling himself. We go to set. This is the last episode, too. It is the biggest.
Good mirror, great lighting.
Yes.
It's important.
Because I'm having my makeup done.
I know. That's important, though.
No, it's not.
To me, I'm telling you, it's important.
So we go to set, and this is the last episode. This is the biggest episode. And Andrew, what I find out later, stays behind. Just like kind of like lingers behind to stay in the green room alone.
It's like I was stealing money from you.
So he can take off his shirt and look at his body in the mirror.
I never got that mirror. The whole year you get the mirror.
Because I am the star of the show. That's like being like, why don't I get to go on your computer? I'm the boss. That's not your job to be on the computer. It doesn't make sense. Like you're like, but you got it the whole time. It's like, no, it doesn't. Hold on. So then
Andrew took his shirt off.
I wanted
off.
To see my body in the perfect mirror and lighting.
Yes. So he took his shirt off. Andrew was a writer on the show, everyone.
But I was alone. I wasn't doing it in front of anyone. The PA comes back.
Andrew still had a job to do. In fact, he had a very important job to do, which is go to the control room where he is so he can watch me do my job and help me with notes. So he stays behind. Not only does he get stuck down there because we start rolling, so he now can't go to the... And now we have a long shoot where he's not present in the... But then he gets caught. We would have never known about this, by the way, because after the shoot, we're all saying goodbye to everyone. It's the last day. we're hanging out downstairs, and the PA, this PA comes up to me to say something, have me sign a document or something. And Andrew starts like giggling nervously. And it's like, he saw me. He saw, oh God. Like, you just start getting so nervous. And then you admit that this PA.
Yeah, he came in.
He came back downstairs to get my water bottle that I had left. And he walks into a green room that he thinks is empty. And he sees Andrew shirtless. Should be empty.
Not only, no, I'm shirtless, but I don't know why. I had a feeling I might get caught. So I was ready. So I had the shirt actually, like, just over, like, I was like, I wasn't cool about it at all. Like, I could have just, I'm a guy. I could be shirtless. Like, it's not.
You're a writer. You are a writer. No one would mistake you for talent on that show. No offense. You are. We know who the talent is at that point. There's only like a couple people left on Perfect Strangers 2 at that point. No. Perfect Strangers 2 only had a couple people left at that point. Everyone else had gone. We know who those players are. It wasn't you.
I could have been.
There would be no reason for you to be shirtless.
Ragu.
Oh my God.
I have a question for Andrew.
So yeah, it was so funny. Oh my God. I was so embarrassed.
And so he shrieked.
Yeah, like I could have played it cool. I could have played it cool.
Any regrets, Andrew? Or would you do it all over again?
I would have been in better shape and had a better mirror. That would have been cool.
I've never been caught doing something that vain egregious and like out of place.
Because, but here's the thing. And I know I'm just kind of kidding.
I understand why
I'm kind of kidding.
There's no
about the idea of like you get to look in the mirror all the time. But like I don't. I just was like feeling myself that day.
You're at work.
Yeah.
You were a writer. That is. That's all. I get it. I get wanting to see yourself. You looked good. Like I get all of that. You were at work, and it was the last day, and you had a very important job to do.
Just don't get investigators in on this, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Keep the investigators out of this.
Don't you think there was probably a team of people that like work for like stockbrokers, and they're called investigators, and there's like an alligator as their symbol?
No, but I like that. That's like Florida. That could be Florida. Yeah, I'll tell Rusty about that.
Okay, that's a good idea. All right, let's take a quick break and come back with
Reddit. Wait, did we do news?
Yeah, we did one story.
What story did we even do?
The massage person in the office.
Yeah.
Which led to
boom, hammering it.
Oh,
boom,
yeah,
boom,
we just get through it so fast now. We will be back with Why Do I Care?
Hashtag.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like me and you struggle with FOMO and also FOGO, which is fear of going out,
then you might need therapy, because it has really helped me to talk to a therapist about my social anxiety and how that manifests for me. It looks different than other people. I just feel guilty all the time if I don't do things, and then I dread doing them. But it's something that I've learned to accept and just embrace about myself, and to forgive myself and to like myself about it. If you are also on a journey to appreciating yourself and accepting yourself, can I recommend therapy? It is so helpful to talk to someone who is not going to judge you, who has heard it all. BetterHelp is the way to start, because it's all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you don't like them and it doesn't go well, you just switch. You don't even have to like talk to them about it. That's the beauty of BetterHelp. It is for people with social anxiety. So if you struggle with social anxiety, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/NikkiGlaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/NikkiGlaser.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
All right, we're back. Why do I care?
Well, that'd be funny to dress at the Met Gala as a fashion egg.
Oh, that's a good idea. I think people have dressed as an egg there. Oh, didn't Lady Gaga like get born from an egg at some award show?
Yeah. I thought that was Will Ferrell's skit.
So why don't we just go to Reddit dump, because we kind of already talked about it's my why do I Met care Gala story.
Is there anything about the Met Gala, like any other story out of it?
I just wanted to bring up Pete
what
and Kim
doing
skipping
there?
The party and going to the hotel to have pizza and donuts. But I didn't
yes,
see
exactly.
it from
yeah,
like
pizza
a,
and donuts. No, yeah, they went on a binge. And she is feeling like shit today.
Okay,
like,
but I didn't
100%.
See it from that perspective. I just thought like, oh, it's, you know, so nice having a boyfriend to like have to skip all those parties where everyone has to
that
dress up
nice.
And all that. And just go
no,
hang, chill in the
I'm
hotel.
Happy for them and I think they're cute. But like, I just, that kind of like, diet, that's why diets don't work, y'all. The pendulum will always swing to the other side. You will always let go. Like, that's why moderation. You can lose weight and be a comfortable weight if you just take it easy and don't do anything extreme. Because you will always binge on donuts and pizza with your boyfriend. And I bet today she's like, I'm gaining weight. And then she has to go on a treadmill for fucking 5 hours. It's just like, it never fucking ends. Reddit dump.
Karaoke mode.
This is your Reddit dump. All right, let's get to Reddit dump.
Dump it up, boy.
Oh my god, I just pulled up my Reddit and it's like I was googling bunions last night. My feet were hurting, and so I was like just wanting to see bunions.
There's surgery for it.
Do you think I don't know that?
No, I'm just letting you know now.
I would never get it. Because I don't want to heal my bunions. I just want to, like, hurt them. I'm such a weirdo. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have had a lot of people say that I can come shadow them for wart stuff.
Yeah.
It's so gross. I know I'm such a weirdo.
I'll file that fucking bunion down.
Okay. You can't file it. I just want someone to rip my tool off. Okay. So this is from Black People Twitter, which is just, like, there's no... It's just... people on Twitter who happen to be black, and it has nothing to do with being black, really, a lot of times. Someone said, this is from Kwame Adubiri _. It's a tweet. I don't know how do people write consistently with the same handwriting? I have like 2 to 3 different handwritings depending on pens, mood, and situation.
That's me.
Me too.
Yes.
My signature is never the same.
Oh, really? That is consistent for me.
Mine's all over the
I practice
place.
Mine
there's
sometimes
so much. I'll write like Dave. It's so bad. I'm just my brain is just bad. Like if I wrote down my, I'll do it I'll write it 5 times for
Did
Instagram.
You ever practice it like you were gonna be famous someday?
Yeah, that's the sad part.
Yeah,
like oh, I was gonna sign a baseball one day that you threw.
Do you have a favorite kind of pen?
Yes.
What's your favorite pen?
Oh,
what's
I just bought it from Amazon. Black felt tip. Oh, no, I got it from Target. I'll go get it. Hold on. I just got it yesterday. Stay there, Luigi.
How's your signature, Noah?
It just looks like chicken scratch, like my handwriting. There's only one kind of pen where I have clean handwriting. It's, I think, a ballpoint.
Yeah, I guess whoever has a perfect penmanship on their own name practiced a lot for thinking they'd be somebody. Yeah.
I used to practice mine all the time. When I get asked to sign like stacks of posters sometimes at clubs, they always go, "So sorry." And I go, "This is my dream."
Yeah.
This is my fucking dream.
The signature used to mean so much more back in the day, like even just 10 years ago.
This is Papermate Flair felt tip. These.
Oh, that's a good pen.
Ooh, it's so good. And I like writing. I like journaling with these. I do. Yeah. In my journals, though, I write in a way that you can't really read it. Only I could read it. Maybe like some like, you know, handwriting and out like
because it's all Giddy Guy.
No, it's not. It's not. It begins. That. But I also got, oh my God, corn removers. But I don't need to because I did surgery on my corn last night. So in the middle of the night.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Is your handwriting for when it's nice? It's just for someone else, but for yourself, you don't care?
No, my handwriting actually looks nicer when it's for myself.
But you said no one can read it.
Well, it's like a version of my nicest handwriting that I can't read. Like, it's very, like, small and very low to the ground.
Handwriting is so much more personal than obviously
my
than
regular
type.
Penmanship like, is not great. It looks like kind of juvenile.
Well, I'm a lefty, so everything's at an angle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they didn't build paper for us.
I love writing. I love watching people write things, though. Like, that is a very soothing thing. The sound of chalk, the sound of a I've talked about before, a clipboard with like a freshly sharpened pencil on a clipboard with a thin piece of paper. Oh God,
that is nice.
That is so good. But the worst is a dull pencil with where the lead is like almost scratching it. The lead and like it's on.
Or though, you know what else is the worst? The eraser. The eraser is gone.
Oh boy.
And it's just a metal, and the metal is sharp, like bent a little bit.
No, we don't even want to go there.
Oh my Lord.
Okay.
Oh my Lord.
This is from the subreddit To Me in Real Life for Me in Real Life. It says, it's a meme that says, "My therapist, excessive sleeping is a sign of depression. Me, can't mistakey if not awakey."
That's cute.
This made me laugh.
Anything in a rhyme really makes it fun.
Then there was this tweet from Thanks I Hate It, T-I-H-I. This is just things that people are like, oh God, that makes me think about things in a different way. I hate it, you know. This is a tweet from Melvin of York. "It's funny how we say a bug hit my windshield when we are the ones going 70 miles per hour. I'll bet the bug's family described it differently." It's a nice little perspective there.
I saw that on your Instagram. That was good.
So fun. Oh, yeah, I posted that on there.
Well, if it hit the side window, it's the bug's fault.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Have you ever hit an animal or a deer? What?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say last spring, like almost like around this time of year in Tucson, it was my first time here and all these beautiful butterflies started appearing, these beautiful yellow butterflies. And I was driving on the road just like admiring. Oh. It was just just like a cascade of them, a bunch. And then I realized that I was just plowing through them with my car and like this beautiful scenery just became so morbid.
Yes.
I love hearing Noah say plowing through. Like it sounds so aggressive. I plowed through like 9 butterflies. Like it's also it's such a light animal to plow through.
It is like hard to plow. Like,
you
hurt
would think
an
like
animal,
a cow or
like
something.
A butterfly.
Dude, I get scared though that like sometimes a deer will end up in my Corolla.
Scared.
You know what I mean?
Breaking into
it. Happens all the time. Like, especially out in the Hamptons when, not to brag, you know, my brother has a house
like
that he sold.
Oh, like their antlers, like, stabbing through and then, like.
That's how people die like that all the time.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You're supposed to not hit your brakes. You're supposed to speed up. Isn't that crazy?
I know. That's so
Do you know why?
No.
Because when you hit your brakes, your car gets lower, so then it could get on the windshield easier and then end up in the windshield.
Oh, my God. Wow. I used to be so scared of my parents hitting deers, like obsessed with it, that I went to Restoration Hardware because they were selling, as a kid, they were selling these little horns that you put on your car, and when the wind blows through them, they make this sound that make deer go like, no. Like it's the place Fergie.
Oh, I thought you meant like, I was envisioning you putting deer horns like on your car.
Oh, sorry, it was like a sound. Like when the wind whistles through this like whistle on your car.
Interesting.
The deer go like, no. They don't like it.
And your neighbors fucking hate you.
This is from Suspiciously Specific. This is when like something is just like, wow, you seem to be saying something that is for everyone, but this is real. This
funny.
One really made me laugh. Genie. Okay, so it's from a guy named Chump String on Insta.
Shout out Chump String.
on Twitter. It's a conversation between a genie and a person. Genie, you have three wishes. This guy says, make firemen ugly. The genie says, you got it. Then he says, instead of sliding down a pole, make them climb out of a well. The genie says, okay. And then he says, take the big ladder off their truck. And then the genie goes, dude, what's your problem?
Like, yeah, I feel like a fireman fucked his wife.
Yeah, that's so what funny. It felt like. It's so funny.
That is funny.
Okay.
If you had three wishes from a genie.
Final thought.
Three wishes from a genie. Go.
That everyone went vegan and that animals were not hurt anymore.
Is that two or three?
For
that,
fun.
Is that two? Or is that one? That's
or
one.
For our pleasure. No, that's number one.
Okay.
That's two.
Sorry for that. So not everyone would vegan.
What's your problem with meat eaters?
My number one wish is that no one would harm animals for pleasure, okay. For any kind of pleasure. Okay. Number two would be that everyone was capable of empathy right away. Like, you don't have to learn it. You're born with it. And number three would be for the planet to be rid of plastic. Or the ability to make plastic.
So nothing personal.
No.
Now do three that have to be personal.
Oh. I don't want anything. I'm not kidding you. For me to be the same size no matter, for me to have no issues with my body or food ever okay, again.
That's a good one.
Like, no thoughts of that. Number two.
Get to the Met Gala next year?
Yes.
And for Wendy Williams is alive?
To, God. To have the time and energy to learn guitar and be really good at it. I wouldn't want to just like be good at guitar because then it's like you didn't earn it.
So everything
I need to earn things.
So like limitless, like everything's expedited, but you still have to do the work.
Yes.
So you could
learn. No. It's just like I have the motive. I'm given the motivation because then that's not. It doesn't seem as like I just got it.
Gotcha.
I still have to put in the work.
Yes. No. But expedite. Like.
Yes.
So you could learn guitar the same song,
and for me to not lose my voice anymore. What about you?
I have one for Nikki. Can I suggest a wish for you?
Yes.
So remember how earlier you were saying that you didn't care about throwing the pitch poorly, and you weren't embarrassed of it. You were upset because of the embarrassment that others felt because of that.
I think
the wish should be to let go of that because that comes up often in a lot of our conversations where
people
think of you. So to clear that out.
I was thinking to do that, Noah, but then I would do nothing
okay.
all day with my time. You know, like
it drives
me. I need
you.
Some of that. I guess I would lose 20% of it maybe, but it does keep me. I just don't think I would do anything if I didn't care what people thought about me.
But if that was gone, do you think something else could motivate? You know what I mean? Like, would you replace it with something else?
I mean, probably. I'd probably be a happier person, but I don't know. I can't imagine what that would look like right now, so I don't want to sign up for it, if that makes sense.
Well, it's just a wish.
What about, maybe being able to speak a different language would be cool.
That would be dope.
I just think that because I wouldn't have so much pride of like I learned this. I would just be like, I can communicate with people. What about you?
Fly private
forever, all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whether it's with my own arms or NetJets or whatever.
Okay. Yes.
That'd be pretty dope.
I love the idea. Like, I want to be able to fly, just in like private planes. Like,
yeah, just a private plane.
Like, you could
soar
through the air.
And you have to be rich? No, I don't have to be rich. I just want to fly.
Because if you're flying yourself to gigs, like, you, like, are soaring through the air, like, you don't get, like, to lay down. You don't get to, like be, like, in the lap of luxury. You have to, like, bat your wings and stuff. It's exhausting.
That would be so annoying to be Superman and have, like, he never wore goggles.
Yeah, you don't get served ginger ale and little pretzels.
That's true. Is there turbulence when you're flying yourself?
What?
Is there turbulence when you're flying yourself?
What?
Come again. Is there turbulence in that word? that word's shaky. Smaller nipples would be cool.
Mm-hmm. You could easily do that with a surgery that probably would cost you $3,000.
But like your bunions, I think I love the pain that it gives to other people. Don't look down.
You love seeing people wince. Don't look down.
If there's a way I can look down and see my penis without my nipples, God, that'd be great.
Do you ever look down and see your nipples? Oh, well, you keep your shirt on during sex. We know that.
I'll take my shirt off. I mean, if I'm standing up. But sometimes if I'm on top, like, it's weird. My body changes a lot depending on how...
The hour.
How it's... Like, laying.
Yes.
It's like Play-Doh in that way. Like, Play-Doh could be really hard and then also droopy if it's pulled right.
Depending on what planet you're on in the gravity pull.
But you know what I mean? Like, if you pull Play-Doh's hard, and then you pull it and it starts to hang, you know?
No. Melty Play-Doh? Play-Doh's consistently, I feel like, hard.
If it gets real skinny.
Oh, okay.
So my stomach, right, can look kind of hard when I'm standing, but then it can hang and then it just, so anyhow, if I'm on my side and Brenna cuddles me and grabs my stomach, it makes me sad because I don't feel like it's sexy for her. Like, it feels weird.
Yeah, to like grab onto your
stomach. So maybe that's another thing for
the gene,
if I'm laying
not...
just on my side.
Yeah. Noah, no. What's one wish that you
would
make?
World peace.
Oh, yeah. That's a Steve Martin bit.
Oh, it is?
Oh, my God. It's SNL.
Fuck.
Classic bit. So
Fuck.
Funny.
What, he does all personal
because
shit?
Because I would want all children to join hands and sing in peace and harmony. Actually, let's push that one. Now, I really would like a 1972, you know, like he starts Cutlass. And then he goes, and then for all the children to join hands and sing in harmony. It's like Christmas wish. It was a Christmas special.
Came back in the news. Randomly, and
Steve
people
Martin?
Were like attacking him because they said his stuff was like edgy. Like, what? He's playing the banjo in it. Anyways, go ahead, Noah.
All right, real quick. I think it would be to have a mirror like Nikki had in the green room that Andrew looked at.
Hell yeah.
Skip
no
work to look
it.
At.
Was that a yeah, there's some. We had a skinny mirror to this last weekend. In one of the places we were. I think it was Madison.
Oh.
And man, I liked that mirror. And then there was another mirror on the other side of the room that was like the truth.
Dude, the first thing, if I became CEO of The Gap or anything, put skinny mirrors in your fucking...
Everywhere.
It's so stupid. It's
but
so easy.
But then they'd
easy.
Be called out for it. It's almost like the Abercrombie sizing. Have you watched the new Abercrombie documentary?
No, is it good?
No, it's not. I had to turn it off immediately. Don't watch it. All right, guys. That's it for us. We will be back tomorrow. Don't be cut. And Jack McFarlane from Will and Grace.
Jason from that movie.
Jason.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.